And I need you, and I miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today I'm talking about traveling with friends. This is part of the series that we've been sharing with you with all types of topics, all about traveling with friends. Everything from budgeting to being very mindful and culturally aware in the different destinations where you are traveling. But today I have two of my millennial friends in with me that I love to have on the show because they give a very interesting perspective from the millennial, I guess you could call it the new school. I call it old school, new school. From the new school version of things. And we've been talking about just really the experience of traveling with friends. It's really a great experience. You want to do it right. And on the last segment, I wrapped up by asking our guest, Jason Elliott, who's sitting in with me along with Nicole Roberts, because Jason operates a company called the Gold Generation. I'm getting tongue-tied there, Jason. The Gold Generation, where you take people all around the world on these fantastic trips. So you've taken, I'm sure, lots of friends traveling together on these great destinations. So with a friend who's saying, I think I want to get together a group of my friends and go on a trip, should they contact a travel advisor? Is that the best first step?
I think they should, depending on where they'd like to go and how much work they want to do. Because that's, I think, the biggest part of any group experience is the project management aspect of it. And even the words project management, that doesn't sound very fun.
No, but that's doesn't the sound vacation-like,
really
Jason.
It doesn't sound very vacation-like, but that's the part that we really love. Mm-hmm. And so we are really getting the group together, understanding the goals and objectives of the groups. And we're actually leading a lot of those tough conversations, such as this is what you want to do and this is what you want to do. Great. This is how we can all work that into an itinerary for you. And this is what it would look like. So it's leading all those tough conversations and managing the development and the execution of your experience.
Right, because they can figure out the where to go for, you know, the restaurant and those kind of things at the destination or who sleeps where. Mm-hmm. But really, they need to get that really good foundation, which is the beginning part of that, looking at budgets and looking at mm-hmm. destinations and those type of things and dates as well, too, making sure everyone can actually go on those dates.
Oh, absolutely. Budget is the biggest piece of the conversation. And we at the Go Journey say, well, what is the level of investment you'd like to make in this particular experience? And then that's when you start to see the differences in the folks. But that's when you get a lot of consensus and folks that are willing to come up, come down and meet everyone halfway to make sure that the experience kind of comes to fruition.
And I like that you stated that way, too, like what is the level of investment? Because mm-hmm. someone who may not have a lot of money to invest in it doesn't want to feel as though, well, what can everyone afford? You don't want to come off that way. So I really mm-hmm. like that terminology, level of investment. That's great.
Yeah, I like that, too. I was like, ooh, Jason, you're giving me chills with that. That's good.
I know. Yes. The Go Generation, does that include the old school folks now?
Oh, absolutely. If you feel an attraction to the name, you're right there in it.
You're right there in it. Okay, so but tell me a little bit, though, about how you then go about putting together these trips and tours for friends, because you do have, you know, all these different, you know, oh, if we're going to Egypt, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, I see the pyramids and I want to make sure that I go and have some relaxing time, too. Or are there spas there? Can I eat great food? I mean, there are all of these questions, I'm sure, that are coming at you. So how do you, as a travel advisor, kind of rein all that in?
That's a great question. And it really starts with, I'll give an example. So we have three young ladies are actually en route right now to South Africa in Zanzibar. And so these are professional women. Some are more experienced travelers, some are not. And so it's really getting them together and say, hey, what does this look like to you in your own head? And it's very funny, as Nicole said, things can mean different things to different people. So the first objective is let's pull everything that is mulling around in your head, bring that out on paper, and then figure out within your time, what can we do? What are the must-haves? What are the nice-to-haves? And are there some activities that you see doing together? And are some activities that you want to do by yourself? And how much downtime do you want? Let's get all those things out on paper, and then we can move to budget and all the other nitty-gritty details.
So really kind of mapping out that itinerary, maybe even a draft itinerary, because it's going to change.
Or your dream itinerary. And then we can kind of balance what everyone's dreaming and then bring that to something a little bit more concrete. Because that's, as you know, travel, people dream about this stuff. So it's how can we pull what's in your head and bring it out onto paper?
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, back to what I said also too, you know, a lot of times people have that glossy, you know, brochure in their hand that they probably been looking at for the last 5 years while they're saving up to go on some of these trips. And in their mind, that's exactly what it's going to be like. They're going to look like the people on the brochure. They're going to do some of those things. But then there's the real destination of what they will really experience, of what they'll have a chance to experience. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And I'm sitting here with Jason Elliott and Nicole Roberts. And we're talking about traveling with friends. And Jason has his company, The Go Generation, where he's actually a travel advisor, planning all these great trips where friends are traveling all over the world, having great experiences. So Jason's kind of breaking it down for us why you should actually use a travel expert, a travel agent, a travel advisor. What terminology do you prefer with that, Jason? Do you have a preference?
I tell people I'm one of two things. I'm an experience designer, and I'm also a travel advisor. So I will design customized experiences, but it's very much a consulting aspect, or there's a consulting aspect to the opportunity to serve someone. So that's why I say I'm a travel advisor. So I kind of use two different things.
I like that.
No, that's really cool. And I was curious too, like, how long does this process usually take when you're planning these trips for friends? Like, is there like a certain window where you recommend people come in, like a year in advance, 6 months in advance, a week?
I am kind of chuckling at that because we get folks that come in maybe a month before they want to depart, which actually happened with these great young ladies. They came in about a month or so before departing. And then we have some folks that start about a year out. So typically we see folks, I would say about 6 months or so, 3 to 6 months prior to the departure, depending on how complex the experience is. So a safari in South Africa, you know, there's lots of different safaris that you can do in South Africa. So we tend to see folks about 3 months, 3 to 6 months to flush that out. But if it's something a little bit less complex, like maybe just going to Europe and having, you know, museums and stuff, a little less time. So it all just depends on how excited you want to, how early you want to start.
So, yeah, I mean, you do want to, you know, get people started earlier than later because you do want them to have the opportunity to make any changes and things like that, that they have time to do that as well. But now, you know, I have a couple of questions, though, just from the travel advisor's kind of standpoint, though. I mean, when you're looking at confirming and sort of gaining approval of the group, do you recommend things like the group beforehand or maybe after they've met with you, kind of sitting down and having a kind of a meeting or a conference call where they kind of get a chance to maybe talk a little bit, too?
Yeah. So what we do, our process is we start with just kind of an initial experience conversation. So that's when I'll ask some specific general questions, as you know, destination, activities, etc. And then once we finish that, we'll disappear for about a week to a week and a half, and we'll design something called an experience portfolio, which has their entire dream experience in a document. And we send that out to the group. And it's an iterative process. So if one person doesn't like one thing, we can change it. If another person wants to add something, we can change it. And so we'll go through this process until we come up with our finalized experience portfolio. And then that becomes their trip. And then that's when we start booking things and all that fun stuff.
I love that. That sounds really very organized.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From a group, you've got lots of different people, lots of different personalities. Yeah. So organization is totally key. You got to do it.
That is top of the list, top of the list for sure. Now, we've come down to the end of another segment. You guys are just so great. We just move it along here. And when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about these trips because, Jason, I know you just got back. From a recent trip with friends. And Nicole, I know you have been on some trips. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be a long, big trip. You know, there can be these weekend getaways as well. So let's talk about that when we come back here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry.